Blog Talk Radio.
Saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with Moses Henry Jones. And I'm so glad you are tuning in, dear Saints of God, because we have lots of unfinished business to do with Mr. Jensen Franklin. Today I'm going to be discussing the table of content, the 8 chapters that I have in my book, the 8 riveting edge of your seat chapters. Yes, you're going to be at the edge of your seat when you read this book. You're not going to be able to put the book down. Once you start, it's one of those books that grabs you. It does. And not because I wrote it. It's a great book. The trilogy is great. The trilogy is just fantastic. Now, Jensen Franklin wrote a book called The Spirit of Python, and it has 18 imbecilic, when I tell you imbecilic, 18 imbecilic chapters. Well, if you count his introduction, if you count the 16 chapters in the book and the conclusion, that's 18 chapters. 18 chapters of stupid talk from beginning to end. 232 pages of just pure nonsense. Now, it's been a week and 2 days, it's been 9 days since Jensen Franklin got his copy of my book. The first thing he should have read when he opened the book was my open letter to him. I asked him to email me. I asked him that I want to debate him, and will he agree? And you would think that 9 days would be sufficient for one to say a yes or a no. You know, this guy, Jensen Franklin, reminds me of Chicken Little. You know the story, Chicken Little? The sky is falling, the sky is falling. Well, instead of saying that the sky is falling, Jensen Franklin was crying, the python is coming, the python is coming. Well, Chicken Little Franklin has turned into Big Chicken Franklin because he hasn't answered my call to debate. What a, you know, this guy, he brags that he's a giant in the faith. What a giant. What a giant. He's such a giant that he's afraid of little old me David. This Goliath is just afraid of little old me nobody David. Well, here is the table of contents to the book that I wrote and just released called The Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. And my brothers and sisters, if you haven't purchased your copy yet, you should. For one, you're gonna be educated. I teach you so many things in this book. This book has a total of 8 chapters. His book has 18 chapters. My book has a total of 8. And I, listen, I embarrass him with just 8 chapters. Embarrass him. Completely embarrass. I show why it was right of me to call him a dunce. Why? I prove it. So here's my table of contents. First of all, the first thing, like I said, the first thing you come to is an open letter to Mr. Franklin. The open letter is an invitation. It says, let's debate. The second thing in the book, according to the table of contents, is an open letter to Jensen Franklin's church members, and my appeal to them is, hear me out. So my appeal to Jensen Franklin and my open letter to him is, let's debate. My appeal to his church members and my open letter to them is, hear me out. The open letter to Jensen Franklin's church members is followed by the preface, a one-page introduction, very short page, concise, but I tell you where I'm going and what I'm going to do in this book, and I do it. Chapter 1 is entitled Jensen Franklin, A Textbook Definition Dunce. Now, one of the things, I've gotten so many wonderful emails. People are just thanking me for teaching them the etymology, the origin and the development of the word dunce. Where did it come from? Where did it originate from? People just love this chapter. They say, oh, I learned so much about where the word dunce came from. So it's a very, it's an educational chapter, and when you put all these chapters together, it's an educational book. So chapter 1, Jensen Franklin, A Textbook Definition Dunce. And what I do from the very beginning, since the book is entitled Spirit of Python Dunce, I define, according to the best authorities, I explain, I make plain, what is a dunce. Chapter 2, The Dunce Who Cried Python. Now, you've heard of the Aesopian fable, The Boy Who Cried Wolf, and how The Boy Who Cried Wolf fooled the townspeople. Well, Jensen Franklin is like that dopey boy, that mischievous boy who cried wolf, but instead of crying wolf, he's the dunce, not the boy, but the dunce who cried Python. Chapter 3, There Is No Snake in the Grass. Jensen Franklin begins by telling us that there's a snake in the grass the same way there was a snake in the Garden of Eden. And in chapter 3, listen, saints, I take this guy to school. When he's talking about a snake in the grass, I prove in chapter 3, there is no snake in the grass. Mr. Franklin has snake eggs in his head, but there's no snake in the grass. Never was, never will be. There is no snake in the grass in Acts 16:16. In this chapter, I show how there's a snake in the grass in Genesis 3. In this chapter, I show how there's a snake in the grass in 2 Corinthians 11:3. In this chapter, I show how there's a snake in the grass in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and in verse 15. But there is no snake in the grass in Acts 16, 16. Chapter 4, the dunce finally goes to the library. And this is the first of three trips in which I take Jensen Franklin, the dunce, and you, the reader. You go as a spectator, and we go out. We take our first trip to the library, and we focus on one bookshelf that contains the books of one particular scholar, the one scholar Jensen Franklin refers to in his book, and we school Jensen Franklin on how wrong he is because we take him to the library. Chapter 5 is entitled A Second Needed Trip to the Library. One trip won't do it, and you know if you're a dunce, you're a dunce because you failed to hit the books, you failed to do research, you failed to consult academic sources and authorities. So a second needed trip to the library was warranted, and that's chapter 5. In chapter 6, our third and final trip to the library, and my brothers and sisters, when we take these three trips, your eyes get so opened because I introduce you to sources. I introduce you to quotes that just prove that Jensen Franklin knew not what he was talking about. So chapter 4, the dunce finally goes to the library. Chapter 5, a second needed trip to the library. Chapter 6, a third and final trip to the library. And chapter 7, forget the apology. Full refunds are in order. You know why full refunds are in order? Because Jensen Franklin sold people a book that contained 232 pages of stupidity. That's why refunds are in order. We don't want an apology from Jensen Franklin. We want our money back. And then finally, the conclusion. I show in the last chapter, in the conclusion, in the wrap-up of the book, in the summary of the book, I show how Jensen Franklin was preaching and teaching under the influence of demons. Because the Apostle Paul warned us of men who would come who would preach doctrines of demons. Well, my brothers and sisters, that does it for today. Order your copy. Go to the website, www.dailymannaandy.com. Order your copies. Order more than one copy of Spirit of Python Dunce. Love you much in Jesus. Tune in tomorrow for our next short broadcast.